Welcome to the Railway News Roundup, sponsored by CTM, the industry's first integrated competency management and training marketplace. Christmas travellers should consider avoiding trains due to engineering work and social distancing restrictions, Transport Secretary Grant Shapps has said. The article in the Daily Mail says ministers are expected to announce later this week how virus restrictions will be eased to let families spend the festive period together. But with major work across Britain's railways and capacity constraints to allow social distancing, Mr. Shapps urged people to look very carefully at the transport route they take when planning Christmas trips. The Railway Industry Association has called for the government to consider the long-term importance of the rail network. It has published 10 reasons why rail investment should continue ahead of the spending review and in light of a debate over coronavirus's impact on the future of transport. The reasons set out the case for how the railways can play a pivotal role in the UK's economic recovery. Matt Brooks Exhibitions has announced today the postponement of Railtex and InfraRail 2021. Railtex 15 International Exhibition of Railway Equipment, System and Services and InfraRail 13th International Exhibition have been rescheduled to take place from the 7th to 9th of September next year. The co-located events were scheduled to take place in May at the NEC in Birmingham. Finally, Network Rail has been approved as a White Ribbon UK accredited organisation, demonstrating its commitment to encouraging collective action to change the behaviour and culture that leads to abuse of violence against women. Nick King, Director of Network Services at Network Rail, has described it as an opportunity to make a difference, to inform and educate, as well as offer safe spaces. That's it from today's roundup. For latest in rail news, visit railbusinessdaily.com.